As we continue discussing Kedusha Kesef, in our previous year we discussed that the minig is to be Mekadosh with a ring, and with a ring that doesn't have a stone. The Sefer Chinuch in Mitzvah Tuf Kuf Nun Beis, in discussing the Mitzvah's Kedushin, says that what is the Mitzvah's Kedushin? Kedei Shetiten Aliba L'Olam Shikinyon Eloisa Ish. That what Kedushin accomplishes is that the Kala recognizes that she is now, as we learned in our Masechta, Miuchedes, she's designated to this husband. V'tloy timrbay, she won't rebel against him, chas v'sholem. V'titein lo yokor v'hoid lo oylem, she will always treat him with the proper respect. V'kein yeh shiftam v'kimosa v'sholem lo oylem. Like that, they'll have a life of sholem. V'yiskayim ha'yishuv, and the world will be properly populated, b'rtzoyna kel shechofetz boy, as it is the wish of Hashem. Emiyois, therefore, says the Chinuch, if this is the basis of the mitzvah of Kedushin, therefore says the Chinuch, Nogu Yisrael Kaddish B'Tabas Lias B'Yod Tamil L'Maskaris. The minig is to be Mekadosh with a ring, she should always remember this lesson. And as the Mefarsh, as the Paiskim explain, a ring is something that she always wears. And by always wearing the ring, she will always remember that this is her purpose in life. The Likutei Marech says, moreover, why do we use a ring? He says a ring is something that can be used like a loop to connect two different items. So he says that's why we use the ring. The ring is the symbolize that the chasan and kala are becoming one unit. The minig is that the ring is put on the right hand of the kala, and the reason is we always know that the right is stronger than the left, and to show again a good siman that this should be a strong marriage. However, I did see from the Debrei Tzina Rav in the Shalos Tshuvos Ber Moshe, Chelik Beis, Simen Beis, if there's a kalav, there's a woman who always likes to have her rings on the left hand, it's fine. And moreover, I saw that the Pais can discuss that if there was a mistake made, and by accident they put the ring on the left hand versus the right hand, and the chassan wanted to do over the wedding, he felt it was a bad simon, it should not really be done. The minig is to put the ring on the index finger, the finger next to the thumb, and the Ben Ish Chai gives many reasons why it should specifically be put on the index finger. He says it's important that the Adam see how the Chosin is putting the ring on the Kala's finger, and the easiest finger where you can notice that is on the index finger. And that's why the minig is to put it on the index finger. Now the question is, which type of ring should one use? So the Noam Elimelech says that one should use a ring made out of kesef. One should use a ring made out of silver. The reason he says you should use a ring made out of silver, he says, if you look at the word kesef, the spelling of the word kesef is kuf samach pei. Every letter in that word has a greater numerical value than the letter before. Kuf is 20, Samach is 60, and Pei is 80. So by using a ring made out of Kesef, we're giving a bracha to the Chasam Kalo that they should continually be like Kesef, that they should continuously grow higher and higher, more and more, as is represented in the word Kesef. The Levushe Martcha says that we should use Kesef because, going back to our Gemara, the entire basis that we learn that one should be Mekadosh, that you can make Kedusha Kesef, as we've been discussing, is Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron. And by Stei Ephron, they used Shikle Kesef. They used coins made out of silver. And therefore, he says we should use silver, we should use silver coins as well. There's a tshuva. I did see from Reb Chaim Pelagi, from other paiskim that say that we should use gold, because the pasuk says "Ves taboy sehem zohav." Another reason why I saw you should use zohav is because gold, when you bang something against gold, it makes much less noise than when you bang something against silver. And we're trying to make, and the Gemara says, that if there's a woman who's a kailanis, you could divorce her. So we're trying to teach the kala, we're trying to tell the kala she should not make a lot of noise. The Klaus Magareba, in a tshuva in Evan Ezer, says you should use a gold coin, a Chuvan Ebenezer Simenon Beis, and he says, very interesting, he says that the Torah HaKadosh teaches us that when they built the Mishkan, there were people that donated Zohav, there were people that donated Kesef, and there were people that donated Nechoshes. He says, Zohav, which was the best thing to donate, what does Zohav stand for? Zohav. The highest level of tzedakah is not one who's giving tzedakah because chas v'shalom he's faced with a tzara. He's giving tzedakah because he's giving tzedakah. That's represented zeh hanoisim bari. Kesef, however, he says, stands for kiyesh sakonas pachad. There's a sakana, there's a pachad, there's something you're worried about, and now all of a sudden you're giving tzedakah. Nechoshes stands for neschinas, nesinas choyle shayim tnu. There's already a choyle. It's not just that somebody's scared, there's actually, Rachman Tzlan, a choyle in the home. So therefore, says the Klaus Magareba, we should give gold because gold is the highest level of tzedakah. On the other hand, he does say that there may be a mila of using silver, because whenever we use gold, we remember the eagle, and there's the concept of enka tega nasa sanega. And therefore, the Klaus Magareba recommends that one should maybe use a gold ring, but a white gold ring. So a white gold ring looks like silver, and therefore you'll get the milas of silver and gold. But I was thinking, and this is connected to our previous year, it's important that the kala know what the ring is made out of. Because as we discussed in our previous year, if the kala will make a mistake in her assumption of what the ring is or isn't made of, we could have a problem in the entire Kedushin. Or, As we also discussed in our previous year, quoted from the Ramah, the Kala should just agree that whatever it is, she's being miskadish with this chosin, that they should have a life of Ava v'Achva v'Shalom v'Reis.